8:47 in the evening, coming to you from inside paradise. Paradise could be anything, whatever you want it to be. But in this instance, it's an underground cellar filled with people drinking, watching, enjoying life. Right here in Reading, Pennsylvania, we're bringing you something new. Next couple of weeks, on June 12th, they're going to have their own wrestling venue. Big old show. $15 for those who want a show. But we're going to bring it to you. Hopefully for real. We want to keep this right here until... Coming to you from Reading, Pennsylvania, the Exile Exhorter, Martin Espinal, trying to bring you something new. We always want to keep it fresh, man. We got folks following us from all over the world. But the music is good, and the food is even better. Y'all will be good, all right? We'll see you again. Until next time, Martin Espinal, the Exile Exhorter, coming to you from inside paradise, paradise, pool tables, food, drinks, right here in Reading, Pennsylvania. God bless you. See y'all tomorrow. Bye. 8:47 in the evening, coming to you from inside paradise. Paradise could be anything, whatever you want it to be. But in this instance, it's an underground cellar filled with people drinking, watching, enjoying life. Right here in Reading, Pennsylvania, we're bringing you something new. Next couple of weeks, on June 12th, they're going to have their own wrestling venue. Big old show. $15 for those who want a show. But we're going to bring it to you. Hopefully for real. We want to keep this right here until... Coming to you from Reading, Pennsylvania, the Exile Exhorter, Martin Espinal, trying to bring you something new. We always want to keep it fresh, man. We got folks following us from all over the world. But the music is good, and the food is even better. Y'all will be good, all right? We'll see you again. Until next time, Martin Espinal, the Exile Exhorter, coming to you from inside paradise, paradise, pool tables, food, drinks, right here in Reading, Pennsylvania. God bless you. See y'all tomorrow. Bye. Hey, at 7:50 on a Saturday, Memorial Day, let me tell you a story about a kid that I once knew. Good guy. His name was Bud. But he wasn't Bud Harrelson. Played shortstop for the 1969 World Championship Mets. Nah. No Tom Seaver, no Ronswell Boda, Tommy Agee, or Cleon Jones. In this, Jerry Kuzman, sorry, Nolan Ryan. He was already a has-been, and he hadn't even started his journey. Check it out. But, yeah. I knew a guy. His name was Bud. Problem was, everybody has something to say about Bud. They say he smelled too bad. didn't wash. Let me tell you something about Bud. He was the cleanest guy I've ever known. I saw him in the locker room taking showers all the time. But yet, everybody said, Bud, he stinks like skunk. What? Let me tell you something, man. Took me more than 40 years to understand what that meant. One day in 2018, I was traveling with my girl. Her name is Nora's Nest. She lives up in Yonkers, the same place where DMX, yes, Mary J. Blige, too. That area right there, School Street. I'm telling you, she lived up there in what they call that street. Oh, my God. It's up there. You can see her building. It's the only one in Yonkers. If you look up. Look up into the hills. Look into your right. Look up. Look up. When you're on Broadway. Look up. By that school. Look up. And you'll see there's only one building standing erect. Like the Washington Monument. Or a phallus. Standing erect. Amid the wreck. Peace, yeah, she was up there. Nora's Nest. But Bud, poor Bud. Remember in Leave It to Beaver, there was a Bud. And then there was a Beaver. I don't know about all that. But why do people keep saying that Bud smells bad? I mean, he takes showers. He puts on perfume. Isn't that what most people do to cover up the fact that they stink from inside out, rotted out? Huh? Let's talk about that. But nah, they want to talk about Bud. How Bud smells bad. Alright. I could keep going on and on and on. But you know what? We're going to leave it right there. When it comes to Bud, it's not a baseball player. It's just a tree. All right? Hopefully, eternally, finally, glory to God, brown people, Allahu Akbar, God's blessings befall upon you and your kinfolk. But yeah, hopefully, eternally. Has decided to send me my counterpart in the ways of living. It will be the best news for me. Yeah, I decided to go organically, spend money on eHarmony and all the other love sites. Yeah, I even signed up. I did. And then before the trial period ended, I deleted it. But then tonight, today, or rather yesterday, I was in some spot close to my way. I went down there after I went to Reading Fields baseball game in the seventh inning. Before they started singing songs, I exited and went my way. So I went inside the Riverside Club. Once I went in, she was already there. I peeped her out. I looked at her. She didn't look at me. She never even turned around. But it was not her place to do so. Neither was I to say anything. All I'm intimating to y'all now is that, yes, I did look her way. Shop pool, watch TV, NBA playoffs. About an hour later, she was just sitting there by herself. I didn't dare go too close. You don't dare to do no such thing. This is a new world we live in. TV was on. Documentaries about the old days of wrestling. But Joe and B was doing this thing, yo. They won. They tied a series. So honestly, after about an hour of seeing her sit by herself, I decided to buy her a drink. And when I did so, she said yes. Happy days. The Fonz. Richie Cunningham. But again, I didn't want to just move in, man. You understand? Or maybe you don't. Let me break it down to you. When you've been through a divorce, man, and you got grown kids, you just don't go jumping in the swimming pool that is life. Comes with so many slights, good moments and bad, joy, pain. Frankie Beverly, where you at, Maze? Walk through one and see if you can get out the other side. But at the end, you live. And then, think about it, yo. Walk through the maze, Frankie Beverly, Akron, Ohio, Canton, America. Glory be. But think about it, yo. Information come in and then it go out. If everything's working right, you have no doubt. And Gwen Stefani, and then Miami Sound Machine, Freddie Prince, where you at? Prince, Michael Jackson, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Mega Evans. When will it ever stop? You thought George Floyd was something new? Come on, we've been through and through. This kind of stuff happens all the time. Now I'm buried. Should we go on and start giving names? Louisville, Kentucky, yo. Derek Chauvin. Malcolm X, where you at? Martin Luther King. We need to hear those strong voices, man. We're living in sin. Sing the song. Sing. Prison walls. Falls of prison blues. Johnny Cash. What are we doing, dudes? We all bleed red. But yet, somehow, the lies that have been spread. Morning, coffee, toast. What? What are you talking about, Donald Trump? You lost. Go home and sit down, man. Finally, somebody tell this man to shut up. Enough is enough. You causing democracy, whatever that was, to disintegrate. Yet you have 70 million fools attesting to the fates, telling the Furies in Greek mythology, Persephone, Demeter. What is going on? Huh? George Costanza? I thought your dad. But then I saw him on King of Queens. Are they the same people? Or am I just a fool? Like the 70 million that believe the election was stolen. And yet we keep talking about this continuously. Oh my God, I met a woman tonight. I hope I don't mess up. I hope I can keep her around me, man. I think I'm due. Nah, not overdue, dudes. I'm talking about being nice, man. Jamie. I got a niece with that name. My brother Lito will laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Right now, we on the outs. But that's my brother, man. My sister, Laura. My whole family. I guess I'm telling you my story. Freddie Prince. Chico and the Man. Saying Elsewhere. Denzel was there. Denzel Washington, yeah. He from the Upper Bronx. They call themselves Mount Vernon or New Rochelle or some crazy old thing. Yonkers too. Give it up for DMX and Mary J. Blige on School Street. Yonkers, New York, yeah. Tell the truth. No one tells the truth. The same way that the train man could. John Coltrane for you. For the audience. And more importantly for me. I wonder what would happen if I didn't have this to keep me afloat. Now, hopefully, the good Lord, Dios, me ha traído un premio, una mujer estelar, llena de fuerza, amor, y tan bella es ella. Se llama Jamie, boricua. Y negra, pero bella. Yeah, her name is Jamie, yo. She black and she Puerto Rican. She got a little Spanish going for her, but she's just cute. I look, I guess, like big old Biggie Smalls. And I'll take that for reference points so you can understand what I'm dealing with right here. But I'm going to tell you, man, this woman I met tonight, she reminds me Like I said, I'm Biggie. Well, she is his counterpart. Yeah, you. And you bad. And I want to get to know you. Thank you, God.